Proclamation number 7366 of 18th of May, 1959. Effect of the divine word from above. Spiritually, you can already speak of progress if you have the great grace of being taught directly from above. For then the spirit in you must also have been awakened to life. But these instructions must also be put into practice, i.e., you must do the will of the one who instructs you. You have to fulfill my commandments of love in order to also receive the blessing of my promises. The human being is blessed whom I can address myself, but precisely for this reason he is also obliged to make himself worthy of this great grace by doing everything I require of him. To live according to my word himself and to take care of the spreading of what he receives directly from me. Thus I also poured out the Spirit upon my disciples and sent them out into the world because they were to proclaim everything they had experienced through me and continued to experience through my Spirit. For only those people who have been taught by me myself are suitable for proclaiming my gospel, because they are only able to distribute correct teaching material which is not offered to people contaminated but which was received directly from me in all purity and wisdom, as my love wants to send to you humans. In his still imperfect state the human being is always inclined to change whatever is offered to him, and with time every teaching will therefore also no longer remain in its original purity. But a changed teaching will lose strength and effect and finally be completely ineffective and have no influence on the human being's soul. But since the soul is meant to mature during its earthly life, it must also constantly be offered wholesome nourishment which alone can be my word for it, which is offered to it unadulterated as food. And this word, in turn, must flow to people directly from me by allowing my spirit to pour into an open vessel. By addressing a person myself who has prepared himself to be a vessel for my flow of spirit, and to whom I can therefore directly convey my word from above, he will receive delicious spiritual knowledge and thus also be able to distribute it as nourishment to the souls which desire it. And these souls will mature and already attain a certain maturity on earth that they need not fear death, because that termination of physical life only signifies the transition into the spiritual kingdom, which is their true home. But a certain maturity of soul must be present for this, which alone can provide the soul with my word if the human being willingly listens to it and lifts it out. If he endeavors to not only be a listener but a doer of my word. Much knowledge is imparted to the human being, profoundest wisdom is made accessible to him, but always for the purpose that he recognizes my love, wisdom and omnipotence from it, that he learns to love me and wholeheartedly strives for unification with me. My word is to come alive in the human being's heart. It is to be lived out and will then produce the most glorious fruits, a soul which increasingly purifies itself and becomes permeable to light and which can enter the kingdom of the beyond as a spirit of light at its death. But only my pure word from above has this effect on the soul, only my direct address will give a soul the strength, and my direct address is experienced by all who receive the word through the Spirit. And accept it as my word, who let it take effect on them and obey it. I am united with all those in the word, all those hear me myself, for I speak to all who want to hear me. These will always hear my voice because they, too, open their hearts to me and grant me entrance since I knock at their door. Their spirit has awakened to life and seeks connection with the Father Spirit of Eternity. and where I find such open hearts, there I enter above and take abode in them. My spirit will now be able to constantly work there. It will instruct the human being from within, and all his actions will be determined by my spirit, which will now truly guide him correctly and help the soul to perfection. Amen.